Inside Mac.
For Monday, July 10th, 2006, from the pages of MacMinute.com. This is the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando, and here are today's headlines. U.S. Apple stores to host concerts. Mac makes news at a U.K. library. Google gets shut down. The future for albums isn't too bright. And more help for those who are struggling with diabetes. Apple is planning to host at least two live shows in the U.S. this month. The successful Live from London series has prompted Apple to continue, but this time on American soil. The live shows have been taking place at the London store and have been recorded and later released. According to BPI, the Richard Ascroft's Live from London performance was one of the best-selling releases of the last 6 months in the U.K. The planned U.S. shows will take place at the Apple Store in Santa Monica on July 20th and will feature Alien Ant Farm. The very next day, indie band The 88 is scheduled to perform live at Apple's Grove Store in Los Angeles. Even though the recordings in UK have been successful, Apple has not yet mentioned that the recordings will be available through iTunes. In celebrating 100 years of UK newspapers, the British Library is hosting an interactive exhibition that will take visitors through a typical day in a modern newsroom. Using 16 Macs, visitors will be able to create story selection, picture editing, and meetings from front page design. The Macs will help attendees to come up with their own titles as they will be able to print their very own personalized front page and take it home with them. The exhibit is set up to show each step in the news process, and like the real news environment, each section of the interactive exhibition is set against the clock. This exhibition will run until October 2006. SafeBrowse has released SafeEyes 2006. The SafeEyes 2006 is content control and web usage logging software that runs natively on Intel-based Macs as a universal binary. It can block up to 35 different categories of content that will prevent access by keyword or phrase. Users can create custom site lists to allow or ban certain web addresses, block peer-to-peer file sharing, log instant messenger chats, block any internet application, and limit time spent online. SafeEyes 2006 requires macOS 10, 10.4 or later, and is available for $50 US per year. According to an AP business writer, album sales were down 4.2% in the first half of the year, as sales of music downloaded online rose 77%. Total sales of albums across different formats such as CDs, digital albums, cassettes, and others stood at 270.6 million between January 2nd and July 2nd, compared with 282.6 million in the same period last year, according to Nielsen SoundScan figures released last Friday. While the CD remains the dominant album format, music fans have been increasingly buying digital downloads of single tracks and full albums. Nearly 281 million digital singles were purchased through July 2nd compared to 158.8 million last year, and more than 14 million full album downloads were purchased in the first 6 months of this year, that more than doubled the 6.5 million bought in the first half of 2005. Online music stores such as iTunes allow consumers to pick and choose the music they want, which recording companies have noted was a big complaint when buying CDs. They can buy the songs they enjoy from the artist and not have to pay for the songs that they don't enjoy. Recording companies have realized that they have to change the way they market music, as Americans still love buying music, but they have more control when they buy it digitally. FileMaker has released FileMaker Pro 8.5, and the company boasts the new version will be faster than before. The applications are now available as universal binaries and feature performance boosts of up to 116% on Intel-based Macs when compared to older PowerPC-based systems. The product range includes FileMaker Pro 8.5, FileMaker Pro 8.5 Advanced, FileMaker Server 8.0 version 4, and FileMaker Server 8.0 version 4 Advanced. FileMaker Pro 8.5 features a new view web control that adds live web pages to record databases, a learning center with video tutorials, new object functions, and scripting capabilities. The software has also included a series of smaller enhancements, including layout object names, layout object calculations, set web viewer script step, and list functions all feature. The universal upgrade is priced at $100 US and $50 for existing FileMaker Pro 8.0 and FileMaker Server users, while new FileMaker Pro 8.5 licenses are available for $300, and FileMaker Pro 8.5 Advanced is priced at $500. FileMaker Server 8 is available for $100, and finally, FileMaker Server Advanced will cost you $2,500 US. Diabetes is one of the largest growing health concerns. According to the Mayo Clinic, about 20.8 million people in the United States have diabetes. About 90% to 95% of people with diabetes have type 2 diabetes, and it is becoming more common among children and adolescents. Although there still isn't a cure for type 2 diabetes, it has proven that eating right, maintaining a healthy weight, and exercising can help prevent the disease, and now there is an application that is specifically designed to help people with type 2 diabetes. To the Point software has released Type 2 Tracker 1.0. The software can track and graph blood glucose tests as well as weight on a day-by-day basis. The application will also let users keep food as well as an exercise log in a journal and stores links to diabetes-related resources such as websites, documents, folders, or email addresses. The Type 2 Tracker is priced at $15 US and it requires Mac OS X 10.0 or later. Coming up, Aspire welcomes you to the Gamerhood, and the Inside Mac Minute continues.
Are you ready to unleash the power of DVD? With DVD XDV, the power is within your grasp. DVD XDV converts your DVDs into broadcast quality video. Video clips from DVD XDV are ready to use in iMovie, iDVD, or Final Cut Pro. To learn more, visit DVDXDV.com.
This is the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando. Google has been shut down by eBay as its new checkout service to pay for auction purchases have been banned in a move analysts consider is driven by an attempt to protect eBay's PayPal system. Google Checkout has joined a list of other payment services such as NetPay.com, ePassport.com, and BillPay.ie that are not permitted on eBay. At the time of the service launch, Google insisted the checkout service would not compete with PayPal, which is owned by eBay. However, analysts feel that eBay does consider it a threat and potential competition is blamed for the ban. A page on the eBay website explains its acceptable payment policy. It says that when new payment services arise, eBay will evaluate them to decide if they're appropriate. It notes that some payment services may not be permitted on eBay, although they may be appropriate services for consumers in other contexts. Easy Gear has shipped the Easy Vision Video eyewear glasses that feature built-in video screens to simulate a 50-inch widescreen display from input devices such as Apple's iPod. The new video device features a lightweight design built around a battery that claims 8 hours of life for video playback. The device includes two nose pieces with varying sizes with an iPod connection cable, an RCA video connection cable, and an AC wall adapter. The glasses are compatible with various devices including DVD players, TV sets, and video game consoles. The Easy Vision will be yours for $400 US from Easy Gear Online, and will be available soon at various retailers later this month. A listing on an industry standard website shows that a range of new Express Card products will soon be available for MacBook Pro users that will allow you to buy expansion products designed to fit the new Express Card 34 slot in Apple's Pro portables. When the MacBook Pro was introduced, suitable peripherals that use the standard hadn't yet reached the market. However, Apple representatives had promised that devices using the standard were currently in development, and as an Apple rep has stated, they know that work is going on behind the scenes. Some of the Mac-compatible products include interface modules such as Firmtech's ATA Express Card Adapter, memory card readers, and smart card readers. Aspire Media has announced the development of a new game application called The Gamerhood, which will allow users to purchase and download games directly to their Macs using the standard internet connection. Features include the ability to purchase as well as download games online, play games without CDs or DVDs, and it gives the ability to check hardware compatibility against the game's minimum system requirements prior to purchasing the title. The company has mentioned that it will give more information on the Gamerhood's capabilities over the next few months. The Gamerhood is free for all Mac users and is set to launch this fall. And those are the stories making it Mac. I'm Dina Orlando, and I'll see you tomorrow on the Inside Mac Minute.